Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Good Thursday afternoon and welcome into Grant and Danny. We'll be here for a little under an hour today. We've been waiting for the Nats game. Post-game festivities to come to an end, but we are ready to go for this hour or so of our show that will come your way today, and we'll be back to round out the week with 4.5 hours starting at 2 o'clock tomorrow. We've got a monster show shaping up for tomorrow. We'll give you some of the deets in just a bit. Danny, it is a gorgeous day in the nation's capital. I know you were out and about playing 4+ hours
right.
of pickleball today.
Big pickleball day. Shout out to all the guys and gals that were out there at Walter Reed Community Center this afternoon, hitting it around.
Mr. Pickleball,
Mr.
They call
Pickle.
Him. How'd you swing it today?
I was good till I got really tired, which will happen after 4+ hours. So, like, the last hour wasn't a great hour. I paused to do our conference call that we had, which was actually a nice break. I was like, I'd love to play, but I need a second. I got to do this work thing. Thank God that work thing came along because I was huffing and puffing and sore and not feeling great. But, yeah, managed a couple of other games. It was a blast.
Pause just in time to see the boss kick some butt and take some names.
Yeah, seriously.
Pushing some people around a little bit today.
He wasn't pointing at me, which was nice. I was worried. I was like, did I do something? Because I could be next.
Darius and I turned off our camera a couple times. We're like, ugh, this is getting intense.
Yeah.
It was a good time for everybody involved.
It was neat.
Maybe not everybody.
Several people?
Several of
liked
us had
it.
A good time.
Other people?
I actually watched some people play pickleball today.
Go on.
Do you know about this?
I didn't know about that.
Of course you didn't. I didn't tell you. I don't know why I asked you if you did. I watched. They were very old, these people. Very old.
Okay.
I'm going to assume.
Now, is that like how my kids say very old and they mean my age?
No. Like, my parents always think this is funny where I'm like, oh, he was super old. And then they're like, how old? And I'm like, probably 70.
51.
My dad's 72. And he's like, come on, dude.
Come on,
really?
Man.
But when you're a little kid, 70's old. Maybe I got to update my file. I think these old heads playing pickleball today were probably mid-80s, is what I'm going to say. There weren't a whole lot of volleys. Do we call them volleys in pickleball or no?
Like rallies? Like multiple hit
rally
points?
Rally might be a word.
Yeah, yeah.
There were not many rallies.
It not many longer points.
Let's serve if it comes right to the person. And I was like, I might be able to get out there and show them a thing or two. But I had the kids. Talk about daddy daycare.
Yeah.
Me and three kids today making the rounds.
Head on a swivel, bro. I love it.
My wife had some other engagements this afternoon. So I took Reagan to, it's called Ballerina Gymnastics.
You ever think?
I don't really know what it is.
Do you think 25, 26-year-old Grant Paulson was like, you know what I'm going to do one day?
Exactly. I'm going to hold a baby.
Yep.
Because she'll cry every time she's not being held.
Uh-huh.
I'm going to watch my daughter do ballerina gymnastics. And after every move she does, she runs over to the glass to make sure I'm looking.
Did you look?
If I'm not, it's a problem. We're doing thumbs up. I return her thumbs up with a thumbs up.
Mm-hmm.
But then my son is like breaking things and trying to tackle people and flipping over benches and whatever else he can do to get some attention.
Mm-hmm.
It was quite an ordeal. But we got through it today.
Yep.
Over at the South Run Rec Center. We made a play or two.
And a baby.
So it was a very good time, had by all. And then we hit the playground, and that is where I saw people playing the pickle. I thought I could. I'm looking for my guy, Danny Ruye. I was like, it's an afternoon in America. Surely he's on a pickleball court.
He was, just not that one. It's interesting at Walter Reed, the place where I've been playing a bunch. There's like two sections.
Are there multiple Walter Reeds?
Yeah.
Is Walter Reed not the very important? Like,
yes.
Hospital for troops
right.
That's over in Bethesda?
Yeah, this is not that. This is a little community center where there's some like courts. This is in Arlington.
Okay. But Arlington has a Walter Reed as well. Are they attached?
I think they're unrelated. I could be wrong about that. I think it's just a local community center.
I'm over asking, but I've always wondered this.
Yeah.
Because I feel like every now and then something will pop up with like Walter Reed, and I know it as the place off Wisconsin Avenue over in Bethesda.
Mm-hmm.
It's like a person's name that is used in multiple places.
Yeah. So, like, there's probably several Washington streets around. You know what I mean?
Yes.
Like, they multiple things. So, it's like the way it's kind of developed lately is there's a section of three courts where the games are fine. Kind of like maybe sounds like what you were witnessing. And then there's the more intense side. It's where some pretty good players are playing. And I'm barely allowed to be there. Like, I'm not just being humble or beating myself up. I'm the worst player there in that group, but they guys are kind enough to let me kind of hang in there and because it helps me get better, which is nice of them. But it just doesn't feel that good to be always the worst and always losing a lot because I stink.
It's just been beautiful. The Nats are coming home tomorrow to take on the Blue Jays. So I haven't looked at the weather, but I'm assuming it's going to be 46 degrees.
Could turn miserable somehow. Yeah,
got to be freezing.
Weirdly overcast, or breeze it with water in it.
I'm sure it'll rain for the next 5 days because we can't possibly have nice, beautiful baseball weather. When the Nats are home, that would be against the rules over at Nationals Park. So we'll have to update the weather with show meteorologist Ryan Clary going into the weekend tomorrow, perhaps. But here's the news we should start with. We don't have a lot of time today. We'll be back at it tomorrow, but RFK Stadium is officially being demolished. This is not surprising, and I guess because of that, it's not that newsy, but it is notable because this is the announcement that it is happening. Up until now, we didn't know how far off or when or if it was going to be demolished in the near future, and it's now a thing. It is time. RFK Stadium is set for demolition. The National Park Service gave the green light for the demolition in an announcement on Thursday, saying that after evaluating the demolition's impact on the natural, cultural, and human environment, federal officials determined it would be okay to proceed. So this has been in the works. This was the plan.
Mm-hmm.
Adults had to get together and go, if we do this, are there any ramifications that are going to impact the environment or the people around there? And someone does all the due diligence and comes back and says, nope, this is going to be fine. And they go, okay, let's get it done. So, in an April 29th report that we found out about today, demolition is set. They're going to demolish a stadium with more positive memories and great moments than any other building in this city from a sports standpoint. Obviously, it's been a long time. More recently, if you're my age, you know RFK Stadium as the dumpy place where the Nats played for a little while. That was terrible for baseball. You might know RFK Stadium if you're my age for DC United games over the years where you'd walk underneath of those little overpass tunnels coming out and everyone would chant, DC United. That was kind of the gist.
Mm-hmm.
But there are people who remember being there for football games that have very different memories.
Yeah, very fun ones. So it needs to happen. It's obvious. But you're right. There'll be a couple moments of, you know, nostalgia, I'm sure, associated with it. And I'm sure we'll be able to talk about that as the time comes.
More than moments, right?
Yeah,
I mean, for a lot of people, like bonds with dad, with grandpa, with family, that stadium means something.
It means an awful lot, yeah. But it needs to happen. It's needed to go for some time. And so here's the reason why it's significant to me that we find out about this news. If the last several years, and I'm going back maybe near a decade now, maybe more, honestly. So when Bruce comes aboard, and he was supposed to be the guy that was going to grease all the wheels with the politicians and get all this stuff done with RFK or build the new stadium or get the stuff done, and he was going to be the guy that glad handed everyone and made this happen. And he did a great job, I'm sure. But take nothing for granted. When somebody tells you, this is just a formality. No, it isn't. Not with these folks. And I mean everybody that's involved in politics, that when it touches our sports stuff, there's no easy. There's nothing for granted. There's nothing simple. There's nothing that's, yeah, this is just one thing. Sometimes it goes quick. Sometimes it's easy. It usually isn't. So this is yet another little check mark that had to be put in some box somewhere. This is, you know, underlined instead of lining through. This is reasonable. This is what's supposed to happen. But with the bureaucracy and everybody getting their hand out, there's always something.
Well, it is not a formality in the sense, I would say, that there's no such thing as formalities, right?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, in other words, if two things can be true, then yes, it's a formality. And also, there's no such thing as a formality, right? Like, people took this as some major development that they're going to be building a stadium there. And I don't think it should be viewed that way. This is going to sound similar, but it actually doesn't mean the same thing at all. This is a necessary step for a stadium eventually being built there.
This is it, yes.
This does not mean that a stadium is likely getting built there. It's possible, but no matter what they were going to do or will end up doing or DC decides to do with those 190 acres on the RFK site, the property over there,
worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This had to happen, and they couldn't even get to this point. So make no mistake about it. We are breaking new ground on the RFK site future. Whether it's a stadium or not, some of the voting that's been done in the last few months, and now this development, like, we are where no one's gone over the last several decades.
Yeah, this is exactly where everybody thought we'd be a long time ago. Right. With different political circumstances and, you know, different congresses, different senators, and everything else, and everybody sort of thought this would be done. It's not going to be done in time for Washington to be able to move stadiums before their lease is up at FedEx in 2027. But we're here now. I think you said it very well. It doesn't mean a stadium's going there. But you couldn't have a stadium there unless this was done.
Yeah.
Right? So this is now, you're clearing the landing spot to be able to land the plane. Doesn't mean the plane's landing here. Could land somewhere else.
It's an option.
It's probably not going to land in Virginia, but it could land anywhere. Could land in so many different places, but probably not Virginia. Not after what you just did. So it's going to be in D.C. or Maryland or whatever, but you couldn't have it at RFK until this gets done. And so we kind of didn't see this coming. I don't know about you. I don't know how many well-placed sources you have at the National Park Service, or if we're like, got an insider that's going to give us a little press release a day before, but this kind of came out of nowhere. It's something that we just, got on our radar, but it's important, again, to clear the deck to make sure that it could happen.
There is an elephant in the room here on this quote. We're excited that the process is moving forward and taking us one step closer to the district putting the land at RFK to a higher and better use that benefits our residents and communities. Nina Albert, Muriel Bowser's deputy mayor for planning and economic development, said in a statement.
Very carefully chosen words there, by the way. Did you notice that?
Oh, yeah.
Uh-huh.
We want a higher and a better use. Not going to be that hard than a dilapidated,
yeah, an empty building,
moldy, you know, stadium. That have you seen any of the videos that have been done on what it looks like over there now?
Oh, yeah.
It's actually really sad. The inside of that stadium, and I joke, I only remember going there one time. I don't remember walking in. I don't really remember the stadium itself. I was 7-ish, maybe 8. Boomer Esiason threw for 500 yards in the game. The Cardinals beat the then Redskins in overtime. It was in the mid-90s. It was the only time we ever got tickets, and my dad took me. It was the first football game I'd ever been to. Next one I went to was in 1999 when I was about 10 years old at FedEx Field. But other than that one game, it was DC United and Nationals baseball for me. That's when I've been there. That's what RFK Stadium was for my age, as weird as it sounds. But even for me, to see the videos, like people broke in and did these things that were on YouTube for a while, and they went through the offices. It's just a building that is quite literally rotting.
Yep.
And grass is growing. There were random. Remember, there was a fire over there.
They had
to go put out.
Just an eyesore.
People were living in there at one point. Like it is just nothing was done with it. And we can fight over what to do with it as long as you want to. Something should be done. Maybe we could just have something. You drive past it on your way to FedEx Field and you look over. It should be a source of pride that this is where the NFC Championship game was that time. This is where the Redskins came to power. And in fact, you just look over and you're like,
yeah.
That's kind of gross looking.
It's awful. As I said, it needed to happen. It's going to be, you know, bittersweet when it does finally, the wrecking ball comes or they load up with dynamite or whatever the hell they do. And I'll think, I never got to go to that many games as a kid. That's like one of the weird things is I couldn't get tickets. Our family couldn't get tickets. Whatever the Tremonti family was kind enough to say, all right, Dan, and you could take your kid. We'll do that. So I went over a handful of times,
but
it wasn't many.
Did the Tremontis hook you guys?
They did.
Nice.
They did. They run the Italian store, by the way. I would go. You can just go there and get delicious food. That's what they do at the Italian store.
Where
they make
the
delicious
seats? Did they
food.
Have sillies?
They had. So we got to go to way more Caps games with them and through them, which were a few rows back right behind the goaltender. That's where I would see all these goals go into the playoffs and it would break my heart. That's why I stopped believing that good things could happen. But they had. It was like, you know, upper part of the lower bowl around like the 25-yard line, as I recall.
So this is going to sound amazing.
Mm-hmm.
And as a kid, it was super cool. But the seats were the worst you could ever have imagined. I don't know how this happened. I might call my dad tonight and ask him how this worked out. I'm pretty sure my uncle gave us the tickets. Mm-hmm. This is the only time I ever went to RFK Stadium. We could look up the date. Maybe Ryan get on this for me. Cardinals, Redskins. I'm going to guess it was around 96. You could type in. This is where you'll find it. Boomer Esiason threw for like a record 500-some yards.
Yeah.
And I think Scott Blanton was the kicker or somebody, and they missed a couple field goals, and Arizona won in overtime. But it was my first game. This is what I remember. You know those little metal bleachers like that you would sit on at your kid's rec soccer game?
Uh-huh.
That are like six rows up, probably 8 to 9 feet off the ground at their apex, mm-hmm. if that. We sat on that on the sideline. Which, again, sounds really cool, except you couldn't get, like, near the team or the field or the players or whatever. But all you could really see, because of where we were positioned, like, the cheerleaders were in front of us, which I was just a little kid, so that wasn't as cool as it would have been later in life, maybe. They were blocking the way, you know, whatever else. But I saw Brian Mitchell on the goal line catching kickoffs a bunch, like, basically 20 feet out in front of me. I don't know how we got the seats. It was something to do with the military. It was like a giveaway. My uncle was a lieutenant colonel in the Marines.
Mm-hmm.
And they, like, hooked him for some military thing. We sat around a bunch of military people, and it was, like, me and my dad. And I remember walking down, like, this is so weird.
Like, it says field. Am I calling a play?
Exactly.
Like,
it's like Sean McVay.
Am I on the staff?
Yeah. And the only other thing I remember about that day was this guy's name probably wasn't Bob Dole, like the president. So I'm thinking maybe it was, like, Bob Dahl. But there was this giant offensive lineman who I just remember he walked right in front of me, like fully padded up, number 75. And it was the biggest human being I'd ever seen. And I was like, oh my God, these guys are monsters.
They're ridiculous.
I don't know that he was particularly good, or I don't know anything about him other than he walked in front of me. I could have reached out and touched him on my little bleacher area. He's probably going to the bathroom or who knows, going and getting some treatment or something. Like, went down the tunnel. And I was like, that's the biggest person I've ever seen in my life. And I'll always remember that, too.
Right.
Just weird things.
It's
man.
Yeah, it's funny the little flashes you remember. Like, being, I remember going to an Orioles game when I was probably about the same age you were. Maybe it was like 8 or 9 at that point when they played Oakland. And just got down pretty low when you can go watch batting practice, watching like McGuire and Canseco and Dave Henderson, the center fielder, who was enormous, but he looked like a child next to those other two mountains of people. And you're just like, no one will ever beat this team. Now, that's not necessarily how baseball works, but I was like, these are mountains of people.
Ryan, who's our research department for the moment, what did you find? What was the date of my big trip to RFK Stadium?
It was November 10th, 1996. The Skins were 10.5-point favorites, and they lost that game 37-34.
It was a nice indoctrination, I will say. Yeah, they were supposed to win. In fact, they were 7-2 going into that game, and the Cardinals were terrible, and they lost to Arizona. But, yeah, man. It was my guy B. Mitch returning kicks. He carried the ball a few times. He was my favorite player. And Michael Westbrook caught a touchdown, I remember. It's about all I got for you in that game. But Boomer Esiason threw. Which of his 520-some yards was your favorite? What a
there
day.
Were so many back-breaking throws in that game.
RFK Stadium.
Was it Jerry Drake, the big dude that you saw?
No, his name is Bob. It was the same name as the guy that tried to be the president, like
Bob Dole.
I think it was spelled with an A, like Bob Dahl.
I don't see him on the roster, dude.
Really?
I don't want to accuse you of like making it up.
No, I'm dead serious. I mean, it happened for sure. Because this is something that I've thought about 8,000 times since. Bob Dahl. Yeah, I don't know. I'll have to Google it and look it up. But I don't know. You think people will be in their feels?
Yeah.
I think so, too.
Without a doubt.
Are we going to be able to do some shtick or no? Like, should we play Miley Cyrus wrecking ball with, like, video of it falling, or is that too much?
I think it's fine. But okay. People are going to feel some things, and I think that's fine.
What song should be played to the video with it coming down? It's definitely Wrecking Ball, right?
We could do Wrecking Ball. You could do You Wrecked Me, Baby by Tom Petty and the Heartbreakers.
Not bad. It's got to be a primary Demolition song.
Song about demolition. I don't have it.
Walls caving
the
in.
The theme to Demolition Man? Nah, that doesn't help you.
Maybe. So the question for you guys, MGM National Harbor listener lines, when you hear today, and this was a long time coming, this is beyond necessary, whether the stadium's going to be there or something else will, really doesn't matter. What was your reaction? Like, does any part of you, do you have any kind of sadness or emotion for that? Are you going, let's move it along, long overdue? This is a baby step toward the end game, which is that you want the stadium back in D.C. And we can open up the phones. 800-636-1067. Grant and Danny with you on the Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai. There's joy in every journey.